Good morning. 7:37 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 28th, 2015. I think that's the date. Yes, Tuesday, July the 28th, 2015. I'm pretty sure about the year. The month is a little foggy. The actual day of the week is... Well, if it weren't for my phone, I would have no idea. So, yeah, somebody on Twitter reminded me yesterday. I'm going to say Matthew, Michael, somebody anyway, reminded me that it's been a month. And I'm probably going to pay for this walk tomorrow and the next day. But the reality is, I'm paying for not walking. So I may as well walk. So this morning I got up. It was 6 o'clock. And I'm not quite awake yet. I had half a cup of coffee. I'm looking for my breakfast. Wine. And I had to walk out through the sprinklers that were on because I didn't feel like opening the garage door and waking everybody in the house up. I suspect by the time I get home, everybody will be up anyway, but be that as it may. So what's been going on? Well, we have this problem with staying up too late, which means I sleep too late, which means by the time I wake up in the morning, it's too bloody hot to walk. Anything after 9 o'clock is broiling. It's not Arizona weather. It's not Phoenix weather. But it's hot. Really, really hot. And so if I sleep till 8:30 and have a cup of coffee, it's too hot to go out to walk. Now, on top of all of this, there's been the issue of medications. And I wrote a while back that I was off my meds. And the reality of that has been brought home to me as I have shifted into my new meds. And my mood improves. My pain level goes down. I'm actually able to sleep. So I can go to bed at 9 o'clock and get up at 5 if I want. I'm going to bed at 10 and getting up at 6, which is okay for now. I suspect I'll have to change that once school starts, but school starts in about 3 weeks. And I don't know what the schedule is going to be, but the kid only has, I think, 3 classes. So there may be days we don't go to school at all. There may be days we don't go to school until late morning. So schedule-wise, this is going to be, for me, kind of ugly. For her, it's going to be lovely. But I got new meds. I got the problem was that the medication that I had for my arthritis is it's an anti-inflammatory. Anti-inflammatory, I guess, would be the right word. Anyway, the doctor prescribes 2 a day, but I only have to take 1 most days. Some days I have to take an extra one, but usually I take it at night along with my antidepressant, and the combination of the two just knocks me out within an hour. As a rule, it knocks me right out. Now, I should have known something was up when it stopped knocking me out, but it was so gradual. I should have realized that the headaches that I was having were the exact same headaches I was getting if I didn't take my meds. But again, the effect was so gradual, came on so slowly, that I wasn't even aware I was having the headaches until they got to be very extreme. And it all came to a head when I went to refill my pill minder, because if I don't fill my pill minder, I have no idea if I took my pills today or not. And there weren't any pills. The bottles were gone. And remember what I said, the doctor prescribes two a day, and I only take one a day. Yappy dogs everywhere here this morning. And I only take one a day. So over time, over the last few years, I've been building up quite a stack of meds. Which is why I thought, well, I can't possibly be out, because he gives me two. Easy dog, easy. He gives me two, but I only take one. So how can I be out? Well, a quick investigation at the pharmacy showed that the prescription hadn't actually been refilled since sometime early in 2014. And that what I've been doing is taking the old pills. Taking them and taking them and taking them until they were all gone. And well, on the surface that sounds okay. The reality is that they have an expiration date. And some of those pills, a fair number of the later pills, had expired. Not by a month, not by a few weeks. The last bottle of pills that I looked at had expired, and I thought it was just, I had just used the pill bottle because it was convenient, and I just dumped the little tiny pill bottles into the big one. Those pills had expired by a year. Some of them were relatively new, but all of them were at least a year old. And it has a 15-18 month expiration date. So yeah, I had a bit of a problem. And it was showing up in odd ways, like not being able to sleep, sleeping too late in the morning, not going to sleep at night, lots of pain, lots of headachy, lots of nausea. It was pretty grim, and I kept thinking, gosh, what the heck is wrong here? Because I just didn't put it together with my meds. I really didn't put it together with my arthritis, other than, oh, it's acting up, I'm having a flare-up. No, I wasn't. So now I've been back on the new meds. My blood work, I had to go see the doctor and get blood tests and make sure everything was okay. I've got to do that again now for my other set of meds for the other doctor, but it was good news. There was good news. It was, you know, my blood work was clear. There's no internal damage. There's no internal bleeding from the medications. Liver's good, stomach's good. And my weight was down. That was the cool part. That was the good part. A while back I stopped eating processed carbs. I still eat, you know, whole wheat and a lot of grains and vegetables and a lot of protein. But I pretty much stopped carbs, so no sugar, no honey, no white bread, no wheat bread. I could probably eat my own wheat bread because I know what's in it. It's like whole wheat flour and just a little bit of honey to feed the yeast. And yeast and salt, and there's not really that much in it that's unprocessed carb. But my weight's down. Like, 15 pounds, which was very welcome news. Because that also means that my glucose will be down, my A1C. So when I go see this other doctor and he checks my glucose, he should find it somewhat less than it was the last time, which is actually pretty high. So health-wise, I'm doing much better. If I can get my schedule, how many times have you heard me say that? If I can get my schedule established again, if I can get my structure built again, things should go pretty smoothly. I've started 3 books. It's not that I haven't been writing at all, it's just that I've been writing very much. I haven't managed to get really stuck into any of the projects. So I haven't made a lot of progress. Good morning. And good morning to you. Monk Post. Oh, somebody's got their laundry going this morning already. I can smell the Febreze in the air. I should probably get mine going this morning because it's going to be another hot one. Yesterday was, the official temperature was like 96. It was 98 at our house. I suspect it was at one point over 100. Which isn't bad for here because in the summer, and I suspect next month we'll see those days. In the summer we get days that are 110. 115, a rare 120 almost. Those are days you really don't want to go out. But when I started the walk, it was 65-ish at the house. And the sun is coming up and warming things up rather quickly. I don't know what it is now, but I'm pretty sure it's over 70. And that's just in 20 minutes, half an hour since I left the house, and it'll go up another 10 or 15 degrees in the next hour. Because once the sun comes up, boy, the temperature just goes zoom. It's because there's so little water in the atmosphere to mitigate the temperature shifts that they just go crazy. So anyway, yeah, I started the 3 books. I still have like 30,000 words into Cape Grace. And I need to go back and fill in places. And that should actually bring that book up to 70K, maybe 80K, depending. But I have a couple of things that I need to fill in. I need to get back to Sarah's story. I also started Smuggler's Tales. I also started Natalie Ruggieri's stories. And I didn't get very far into them. I got a bit. Maybe a couple thousand words. It was okay. I liked it. I like what it's there. Probably going to throw it away and start over. Just because I don't remember where I was going with it. And I also started Ishmael Wong's stories. I started the Seeker's Tales. And I think I was talking about this before. I was struggling with it. I'd started it too soon. And I started with him returning, as in Doubleshare, when he's just leaving Port Newmar. I started with him returning to Port Newmar and returning as a captain and being put up in one of the officer bungalows, the captain's bungalows, and meeting up with Sifu Newmar again. And that's feeling pretty solid. Now, I'm doing something that Dean Wesley Smith calls walking to the story. That's that the story is started, but we're not actually... We are starting in the middle of things, but the middle of things isn't exactly what most people are going to be thinking about with middle of things, which is how I always start my stories. or relatively usually. This one needs a little bit of front end tweak, I think. I may have to... I may have to go back to some fundamental concepts here as to building this book up. There's going to be three books in the Seeker's Tales. And just looking at what I know about building stories, what I've learned about building stories, I don't know what Ishmael wants. I know what, and well, at this point neither does he. Because when we last we saw our intrepid hero, he was leaving the Iris with all of his worldly goods in tow and a fat bank balance. And that was about it. So, he doesn't quite realize he has a mission, he has a task. And one of the first thing I need to do is to reestablish, for people who are just joining the series, reestablish Ishmael Wong a little bit. So we have some reason to care about him. So we have some reason to understand, okay, why is he here? How is he, why is he rich? What is he doing? And along the way, I intend for him to discover, in the first book, I intend for him to discover what it is he wants, and which he will achieve by the end of the third book. In theory. But I don't know, I do know who his ally is. I don't know who his antagonist is. I don't know really, okay, I know what I want for him, but I don't know what he wants. I suspect that what he wants is closure. I suspect that what he wants is some sort of understanding, some sort of meaning. Because he's at that stage in his life where, okay, I'm alone, I made a lot of money, I found true love and lost it. Now what? Now the theme of the... I do know the theme of the book. The theme of the book is that it doesn't matter how hard you're hit. It matters what you do after. And he's been hit pretty hard. He has a lot more advantages this time than the last time when we started out with quarter share. He has some skills. He has some certifications. He has some experience. He has quite a lot of experience for the fact that he's only been in it about 16 years as an officer. He's not going to be able to go back to be an enlisted man, and there's actually no reason for him to. He's not going to go back to be crew. He might go back to be first mate somewhere. He might consider finding another berth as captain for some other line, perhaps Federated Freight. At the moment, he's having lunch with Alice Jagon, who is very different than the aloof captain that he remembers. She's quite almost loquacious, very friendly, very forthcoming. And I think she's going to blow his mind here in a minute. So, yeah, I've got stuff cooking. I've got stuff prickling. And the question in my mind at this point is, do I go back to the Hawker, the Libby Hawker take off your pants model, and see if I can't come up with some answers to these fundamental questions? Because I found that they helped a great deal in dealing with Otto Krug. And I wonder if they would help in dealing with this one. The other side of that is that I did really well when I was pantsing. When I really didn't worry too much about it, I just let the characters tell me what was happening. And I like that form, I like that style, even though it results in something that's not necessarily the strongest story, but it is engaging, because it has to engage me in order to keep writing. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.